Before we get going on today's agenda, which is solely dedicated to groundfish, before we get to that fun stuff, there is one housekeeping item that we'd like to take care of. So I'm going to ask John Nelson to come forward up to the front of the table. Come on up, Johnny. Frank.
Yeah. Well, John's walking up there. I'd like to make a motion that the council send a letter to somebody that it should be illegal to remove snow before 6 a.m. So I can get a second on that. Maybe we can.
This is John's last council meeting, so I'd like to read a citation for John. Dear John, it's hard to believe, but apparently you are finally making good on your promise to retire in 2008. Since it now appears to be a reality, the New England Fishery Management Council and its staff would like to take this opportunity to extend its sincere thanks and appreciation for your years of outstanding participation and service. You have been representing the New Hampshire Fish and Game Department as its official or alternate since December of 1994. We note you ducked out for the first 6 years since you were named Marine Division Chief in 1988. You broke new ground by chairing the early Aquaculture, Marine Mammal, and Habitat Committees. Soon after, you moved on to lead other committees, including Groundfish, MPA, VMS, and Sector Committees. Your list of accomplishments and breadth of experience is apparent as we look at your participation on many other committees. Executive, Capacity, U.S. Canada, Skate, Whiting, Herring, Magnuson-Stevens, Pelagics, as well as the current Monkfish Gate Committee. You have guided the council through many difficult decision-making sessions, always with a view toward finding a way, making the right compromise, or simplifying our tasks into workable components. We will sorely miss this gift in your ability to provide comic moments even during the driest discussions. We are truly grateful for your years of service and dedication, and more importantly, congratulate you on your move to the private sector. From all of us, we wish both you and Sue fair winds and following seas as you sail off to future endeavors. On a personal note, John, I always thought your input was big, despite the fact that the New Hampshire coastline is only slightly bigger than my waistline. Signed, with warm regards, John Popolato, Chairman.
Thanks, Paul, John, and others. Hey, this is a nice, comfortable chair. Jeez, I never got up to this part. I was telling John, I think I'm getting a little color here, so it's always a little embarrassing, having attention like that put on you. But I would just like to thank all of the fellow counselors for all of their help over the years. I realize some faces have changed, others, actually all of them have changed except for mine. Jeez, that's a terrible sign. But I appreciate all of the input that everyone provides at the council meetings. I realize that we all have different points of view a lot of times, but I think everyone's made the sincere efforts over the years to try to address thorny issues. If they were simple, hey, we still wouldn't be getting any credit for solving them. All I can say is I've enjoyed it for the most part, and that I encourage you to continue to do the work you're doing, to work in a very cooperative manner, and, try to balance things as best as you've been doing. In the long run, we're all going to be successful, and you still won't get credit for it, but nevertheless, it's you get your own self-satisfaction. So it's been a real plus for me. It's been one of the highlights of my career to serve on the council and associate with so many good people. Thank you very much.
Okay, now